We are here in Stetson Studio One at VPR. I'm Walter Parker here with members of the Central Vermont Chamber Music Festival. We have five of them here. We're going to be hearing string quintet music by Mendelssohn and Brahms. Brahms first, I believe.
Yes, that's correct.
And we also have some friends of Vermont Public Radio and the Central Vermont Chamber Music Festival with us in the audience here today in Stetson Studio One. Artistic director and cellist Peter Sanders is with me at the microphones. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Walter. How are you?
Glad to have you back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
This is the 27th season for Central Vermont Chamber Music Festival.
It is. I guess the phrase time flies when you're having fun is true.
And it will last a couple of weeks?
That's correct. The last performance is on Sunday the 25th.
And most of the performances are in Randolph, but not all?
That's correct. The final performance actually on the 25th is in Woodstock. But everything else, with one other exception, is in the beautiful space that is Chandler Music Hall.
Now, we're going to get a preview this morning of Saturday night's concert, tomorrow night's concert at Chandler, which has string quintets by Mendelssohn, Brahms, and a piece by a relative of yours, or at least an arrangement?
Arranged by, yes. There's a Josquin des Prez Ave Maria, which is absolutely glorious music.
That's a cappella vocal music.
Yes, and he actually arranged it for me, and it's been sitting on my music stand since 1998. Sometime earlier this year, I was thumbing through looking for something else, and there it was, and I just thought, oh my gosh, I'd totally forgotten that he had done this when I had asked him about what were some of his favorite pieces. And he was a 13th century focused guy, and this is a little later than that, but it was an era of music that he loved very much.
And so you dusted it off, and that's for string quartet.
That's correct. It's arranged for quartet, yeah.
And that will be between the quintets of Mendelssohn and Brahms on tomorrow night's concert. And we won't hear that today, but we will hear some of the Brahms and some of the Mendelssohn. Also this weekend, you have your popular Breakfast with Bach.
That's right, with your neighbors up here, the Vermont Youth Orchestra. I think this is the ninth season that we've had a collaboration. Actually, it's the eighth with them. It's the ninth of the Breakfast with Bach. And we are very happy and enjoy greatly working with the kids.
Well, it starts with breakfast at Chandler.
Correct. That's right. In the upstairs gallery in Chandler, there's a breakfast at 11. And then the concert, this is the only other program that's not in the hall, is across the street in Bethany Church.
And that's about 12:30 or so?
Around 12:30, yeah.
And what will the Bach be?
It's going to be the Bach double, violin concerto, with two students from the VYO, and then also a CPE Bach symphonia.
Terrific. Well, let's speak about the concert tomorrow night, which has the quintets of Mendelssohn and Brahms. We're going to first hear some of the Brahms.
Yep.
So is there anything we need to know about this?
It's just glorious music. I don't think so, no. I mean, you'll enjoy it, I'm sure.
This is the string quintet number 1 in F, opus 88 of Johannes Brahms. We're going to hear the first movement, I believe.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, I'll let you go, and you folks can tune up if you need. And I'll remind people that they can find out all the details of these events by going to the Central Vermont Chamber Music Festival website, which is cvcmf.org. And we have a link to that from our website as well, vpr.org/classical. You'll find a link to their website and get all the details. And now live on VPR Classical, we have five members of the Central Vermont Chamber Music Festival. Let me introduce them by name. Playing first violin, Joanna Maurer. Second violin for the Brahms will be Derek Ratzenbeck. Playing first viola, Katarzyna Brila-Weiss. Second viola will be Michael Roth, and playing cello, Peter Sanders.
Thank you.
The first movement of Johannes Brahms' first string quintet in F major, opus 88, played live for us on VPR Classical this morning by the Central Vermont Chamber Music Festival. We heard violinists Joanna Maurer and Derek Ratzenbeck, violists Katarzyna Brilla-Weiss and Michael Roth, and cellist and artistic director of the Central Vermont Chamber Music Festival, Peter Sanders. And that quintet in its entirety will be on tomorrow night's program at Chandler Center for the Arts in Randolph. It begins at 7:30, I believe.
Yes, that's correct.
And also contains a string quintet of Mendelssohn, of which we will hear some in just a moment. Peter Sanders joins me again at the microphones. I'm Walter Parker. Now, where do you go to assemble a fine group of string players like this? You don't go onto Craigslist.
No, and say, definitely
I need
not
some
Craigslist.
String players.
Really, what the festival has been about all these years is being able to make music with wonderful friends and colleagues, and that's who these guys are. So a lot of these players in this particular week are colleagues from my orchestra in New York, the New York City Ballet. Joanna actually is a member of the Met Orchestra as well, and that's what this is all about. I've tried to, you know, play good music with good friends.
It seems to have worked out. Well, how did you come to be located in Randolph?
Well, as a kid, way before the music thing happened, I used to summer up here with my family in a wonderful home, an old farmhouse off of Route 14 near Randolph. And then I'll jump a number of years. I started doing music festivals in the summers, and I was doing a festival in Colorado. After four summers of that, the friend who runs that festival said, look, I really need to get somebody else in here. I love having you here. And I came back to Vermont a little depressed because I thought, this was, you know, such a beautiful place to play music. My mother had already spoken with the powers that be at Chandler and set up a meeting for me. And I had not actually at that point played in the hall. And I did a little playing in the hall, and we chatted. And before we knew it, the following year, we had the first season of the festival in 1993.
And this is the 27th going on through the next couple of weekends.
Yeah.
And people can get all the details at CVCMF, as in Central Vermont Chamber Music Festival, CVCMF.org.
Yes.
Now, tell me about the event you have coming up this coming Wednesday, the Klezmer event.
Right. This is a special event for the festival. Normally, we don't do stuff in the middle of the week, but I thought it would be wonderful. I know two of the players in the group, working with them in New York, and it just, having listened to them play and talking to Sasha, the violinist, it seemed like it would be a wonderful addition to bring some more people into Chandler and have an opportunity for others to enjoy the hall. That space is spectacular for music of any sort.
Yeah, wonderful acoustics there at Chandler.
Yeah.
Well, so what sort of a band will this be? I assume there will be a clarinet.
That's correct. There's fiddle, clarinet. There's a gentleman who plays guitar and lute. There's an accordion and bass.
And do they have a name?
They do.
A group?
It's called the Big Galoot.
The Big Galoot?
Yes.
Klezmer band.
Yes, and there's a parenthesis around the E on the end of galoot. And I'm looking forward to hearing them. It'll be wonderful to finally be able to sit in the hall and listen for a change instead of being up on the stage.
That's Wednesday night at
7:30? Wednesday at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, actually.
All right. Well, we have more string quintet music from tomorrow night's concert this morning. The Mendelssohn second string quintet in B-flat, opus 87. He was not a teenager when he wrote this. This was not among his many fine works written as a teenager.
Yeah, it's glorious music, both as far as the slow movement being absolutely beautiful, but also the energy, especially in the last movement, which you'll hear later.
Well, how many movements are we going to hear?
Three.
And they are which movements out of the four?
The second, third, and fourth.
We're picking it up from the second movement and right through.
Yep.
All right. Thanks very much. Peter Sanders will be playing cello along with his colleagues, and the first and seconds have switched chairs for the Mendelssohn. So first violinist will be Derek Ratzenbeck with Joanna Maurer playing second, and first viola will be Michael Roth with Katarzyna Brilla-Weiss playing second viola. Musicians of the Central Vermont Chamber Music Festival live here on VPR Classical this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
second, third, and fourth movements of Felix Mendelssohn's second string quintet in B-flat, Opus 87, played live for us on VPR Classical this morning by the Central Vermont Chamber Music Festival. We heard violinists Derek Ratzenbeck and Joanna Maurer, violists Michael Roth and Katarzyna Brila-Weiss, and artistic director of the festival, cellist Peter Sanders. Thank you so much.
Excuse me.
You're welcome. That was wonderful. That will be played in its entirety at tomorrow night's concert at Chandler Center for the Arts in Randolph, beginning at 7:30, along with the complete Brahms First String Quintet and the Ave Maria arrangement made by what relative of yours?
My father.
Your father.
Yeah, yeah. He was a professor of musicology at Columbia for years, and that was one of his areas of specialties.
Was Renaissance music or
well, actually, 13th century medieval polyphony. But this is a little bit later than that, actually. So,
and that will get the festival off and running for a couple of weekends,
yep,
with the Klezmer event in on Wednesday,
mm-hmm, the 21st,
and the second weekend. The concert is an all-Beethoven program?
All-Beethoven. Actually, this year, with minor exception, maybe the Klezmer, I decided instead of doing what I've normally done over the years, which is to try and put one lesser-known work on each program, I thought it might be nice to just do some really great masterworks. And so we figured, why not? So the Beethoven program is actually sort of a nice overview. The Spring Sonata is sort of on the early side, the Cello Sonata is sort of on the late side, and the Piano Trio is kind of in the middle.
Which piano trio?
It's the Ghost.
The Ghost.
Yeah.
Trio. Joining us at the microphones as well is violist Michael Roth. Now, you have been with the festival before, haven't you?
Yes. I've been on and off with the festival for, I don't know, 8 or 9 years or so. Done some summer stuff. Peter's had some educational concerts during the winter in the past that I've also taken part in that.
Now, are you in the New York City Ballet Orchestra
as
well?
I am. I'm actually a violinist in that orchestra.
Uh-huh. Very versatile.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us today and bringing this beautiful music to Vermont and
thank
Randolph.
And VPR. Thank VPR.
The details of the Central Vermont Chamber Music Festival are available at cvcmf.org. Or you can link to that through our website, where you can also find about our live broadcast on Sunday afternoon from the Lake Champlain Chamber Music Festival, just across the way here in Fort Ethan Allen. That's at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Find out all about that and the Central Vermont Chamber Music Festival at our website, vpr.org/classical. Thanks to our sound engineer today, Peter Engish, our special events coordinator, Ty Robertson. I'm Walter Parker. And to take us up to noon, we have some of the Central Vermont Chamber Music Festival performance of a Mendelssohn quintet from 2004 at Chandler Center for the Arts. This is Mendelssohn's first.